From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Floridians have until Friday to weigh in on whether the state should set limits for toxic algae in water. Florida is required to conduct reviews of water quality standards every 3 years under the Federal Clean Water Act. This year, the state's Blue-Green Algae Task Force and environmentalists lobbied for standards to address regular outbreaks in Florida waters. Jason Tutoy is a senior attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity. He says he's worried that the deadline will pass without residents realizing what's exactly at stake.
I am a little concerned. This is a little bit of a, the term is a little wonky, triennial review.
That means the next time to chime in will be 2022. Tutoy was also surprised this month to see the deadline published on page 174 of a 176-page document presented at a workshop.
We knew that a public comment period was being considered, but it was not until fairly recently did we find out for sure that they're accepting comments and through this Friday.
In May, the center, along with the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation and Calusa Waterkeeper, petitioned the state to set pollution limits. The toxins have been linked to liver disease and neurological disorders in people and blamed for killing and sickening dogs. For details on how to submit your comments, please visit WLRN.org. Governor Ron DeSantis released his wish list for the 2020-2021 budget. It totals $91.4 billion, with much of that $400 million increase going toward education. One change would get rid of the best and brightest teacher and principal bonus program and create a new $300 million one.
The $300 million is going to provide up to $7,500 in teacher bonuses and up to, I think, $10,000 in principal bonuses. But we're really trying to help and reward teachers in Title I schools.
The budget would also raise base student allocation by $50 per student and provide pay raises to more than 101,000 teachers. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have more details about the governor's budget requests. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.